A series of unsolved stabbings are unrelated. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. That's what police in Idaho are saying. They're still searching for the suspect who killed four college students in their sleep nearly 2 weeks ago.
The father of one of the victims said that he was told by police that the killer targeted one of the four victims in that house the day he went on that rampage, but he wouldn't tell the dad which one.
Fox's Dan Springer in Moscow, Idaho. As police continue to appeal to the public, they say community members have uploaded more than 260 digital media submissions to the FBI. Chilling details about the mass shooting inside a Walmart store in Virginia. The gunman, a store supervisor, killed six people before taking his own life.
Police say the supervisor bought a gun just hours before the shooting and left a note on his phone accusing colleagues of mocking him. It is not clear when the note was written, but the shooter claims he was harassed and pushed to the brink.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. There was a shooting yesterday inside another Walmart.
Police in Lumberton, North Carolina, say officers responded to shots fired at a Walmart Friday morning. Surveillance footage shows a suspect leaving the store as it was evacuated. One person was hospitalized. Authorities say the gunshot wound is not considered life-threatening. Police believe the shooting occurred between two people who know each other. The search is ongoing for the suspected shooter.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Two people were hurt when gunfire erupted inside a mall in North Carolina on Black Friday. Greenville police didn't say if one of the injured men fired the weapon. Shopping malls were crowded yesterday as cautious consumers searched for deep discounts. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Carrie Lake is not going quietly. The Arizona Republican who lost a close gubernatorial race has filed a public records lawsuit. She's demanding a number of documents related to the election from Maricopa County. Lake has refused to concede to Katie Hobbs and has complained for weeks about voters who experienced difficulties on election day. She claims some of her supporters may not have been able to cast a ballot. To Georgia, where voters are gearing up for a Senate runoff next month between Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker.
This runoff is unlike any other in the sense that it depends on who gets their voters out. That's the key. That's why we've got to turn out. We Republicans got to turn out for Herschel Walker. We need him in the United States Senate.
House Republican Buddy Carter, both sides are seemingly putting everything they have into the contest. On Thursday, former President Barack Obama will be in Georgia campaigning again for Warnock. Another test for Team USA at the World Cup.
A nail-biting game to the end. In 90 minutes plus overtime, neither the U.S. or England managed to score a goal in match two of the World Cup. While U.S. fans celebrated the underdog team managing to hold out the favored Europeans, it was hardly the performance expected. England crushed Iran 6-2 in game one. Adding to the drama of this World Cup, this means the U.S. will need to beat Iran on Tuesday to stay alive in this group round. In Doha, Qatar, Alex Hogan, Fox News.
For the team hosting the World Cup, the competition is already over. Qatar was eliminated yesterday after losing to Senegal. Qatar became the quickest host nation to depart the tournament in the 92-year history of the World Cup. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.